Chemistry 1 Revision, Part 3. Extracting Metals. Ores are a rock that contain enough metal to make it economic to extract the metal. The economies of extraction may change over time. For example, we are now extracting copper from ores that previously we wouldn't have considered mining because there was easier ore to get copper from. But that's all been used up now, so we're looking at less good sources for copper. Ores are mined and may be concentrated before the metal is extracted and purified. Unreactive metals such as gold are found in the earth as the metal itself, but most metals are found as compounds that require chemical reactions to extract the metals. At this point, it's a good idea to look at the reactivity series on the data sheet you'll have in the exam. Most of the metals below hydrogen on the reactivity series will not have joined with water and formed ore, so they are found as nuggets of metal, as we mentioned gold was. Metals more reactive than hydrogen will have stolen away oxygen from groundwater as the rocks were formed. Metals that are less reactive than carbon can be extracted from their oxides by reduction with carbon. For example, iron oxide is reduced in a blast furnace to make iron. The iron ore is heated with carbon in the form of coke, that's preheated coal, and the iron is displaced from the oxygen by the carbon. The carbon joins to the oxygen and leaves the iron behind, as carbon dioxide is a gas which leaves the blast furnace. Metals that are more reactive than carbon, such as aluminium, are extracted by electrolysis of molten, that's melted, compounds. The use of large amounts of energy in the extraction of these metals makes them expensive. Copper can be extracted from copper-rich ores by heating the ores in a furnace known as smelting. The copper can then be purified by electrolysis, but the supply of copper-rich ores is now limited. Traditional mining and extraction techniques of copper have major environmental impacts, as we have to dig up much more rock to get a little bit of copper. So new ways of extracting copper from low-grade ores are being researched to limit the environmental impact of traditional mining. Copper can be extracted by phytomining or by bioleaching. Phytomining uses plants to absorb metal compounds as they grow. Then the plants are burnt to produce an ash that contains the metal compounds. Bioleaching uses bacteria to produce a leachate solution that contains the metal compounds. Copper can be obtained from solutions of copper salt by electrolysis or by displacement with scrap iron. In electrolysis, positive copper ions move towards the negative electrode. Aluminium and titanium cannot be extracted from their oxides by the reduction with carbon. This is because they are more reactive than carbon. Current methods of extraction are expensive because they are many stages in the process and large amounts of energy are required. We should recycle metals because extracting them uses limited resources and is expensive in terms of energy and the effects on the environment. Alloys. An alloy is a mixture of metals. Iron from the blast furnace contains about 96% iron. The other 4% are impurities, mainly carbon, which makes it brittle and so it has limited uses. Cast iron can be used in compression, as it is quite strong in that way. Most iron is converted into steels. Steels are alloys since they are a mixture of iron with carbon. Some steels contain other metals. Alloys can be designed to have properties for specific uses. For example, low carbon steels are easy to shape, high carbon steels are hard, and while stainless steels are resistant to corrosion. Most metals in everyday use are alloys. Pure copper, gold, iron and aluminium are too soft for many uses and so are mixed with small amounts of similar metals to make them harder for everyday use. The elements in the central block of the periodic table are known as the transition metals. Like other metals, they are good conductors of heat and electricity and can be bent or hammered into shape. They are useful as structural materials and for making things that must allow heat or electricity to pass through them. Copper has properties that make it useful for electrical wiring and plumbing. It is a good conductor of electricity and heat. It can be bent but is hard enough to be used to make pipes and tanks, and it does not react with water. Low density and resistance to corrosion make aluminium and titanium useful metals. But don't forget, they are expensive due to the extraction process. Both the quarrying of limestone and the mining of metal ores need to be considered in terms of their social, economic and environmental impacts. You can always remember that because you see, as in SEE. In terms of social impact, areas will gain employment but may lose their homes if their homes happen to be above the useful commodity. The local economy will receive a boost because those with jobs will be paying taxes, and there is now products that can be made from the raw materials. Tourism may be hit, however, if a once beautiful spot now has a mine. Environmentally, there is often a huge cost with the destruction of habitats and the polluting of the environment. Pollution includes chemical pollution, noise pollution, visual pollution, and even dust. In a 6-mark question, try and include 2 advantages and 2 disadvantages, perhaps one from each of the C, social, economic, and environmental impacts.